Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Hey, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning podcast with Melissa and Whip, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago.
Mornings on The Mix, man's best friend and women's Eric in the Morning.
The top 3 smartest dogs in the world, they say, are the Border Collie, number 3, the Labrador Retriever, number 2, and the German Shepherd, number 1. The top 3 dumbest dogs in the world are yours. At number 3, dumbest dog. What kind of dog is it, Denise?
It's an English Bulldog.
And what is its name?
Bacon.
And why is Bacon? Why is Bacon dumb?
Bacon is dumb because when we were reading up on him before we purchased him, it basically said in the literature that if this dog learns 5 commands, you have a genius on your hands.
If it can figure out 5 things, consider yourself lucky.
Oh, my gosh.
They don't come much dumber than these dogs. All right.
But lovable.
At number 2, Emily, what kind of dog is it?
I have a boxer.
The boxer's name is?
Her name is Roxy, but we call her Roxanne Banana Nut Bread.
And why is Roxanne Banana Nut Bread the dumbest dog around?
Oh, my God. She runs into everything, slobbers everywhere, doesn't understand, like, how to be a general dog. I take her to the dog parks, and she just looks at them all like, what are they doing?
Oh, no.
Roxy. I'm
confused.
The dumb boxer. And finally, in at number 1, what kind of dog is it, Grant?
A cur mix.
A cur mix, and what's the dog's name?
Bella.
Bella, and why is Bella the number 1 dumbest dog around?
She will walk past the mirror or the glass on the fireplace, bark at herself, get in a little bit of an argument, lay down on the couch, let one rip, look at her rear end like, who did that?
I love that.
No.
The show that can't be licked. Or maybe it can. Go fetch
a stick. She'll fart and then check her own rear end.
Yeah, like what happened?
You know, if I could, I probably would.
Yeah.
They are
the stars of the show, Eric in the Morning, with Melissa and Whip. I'm a mix.
All right, Brian, now if we're going to get you ready to compete in that dog show, we've got a lot of training to cover. Let's begin by doing some work with the clicker.
Oh, yeah, I've seen these. You click it when you want me to do a trick, and then I get a treat, so I associate the two.
No, I use it to punctuate my jokes.
Okay.
I don't know.
You know, Boy Scout is a huge dog guy.
He is a huge dog guy.
So the second he heard dog bit on the air, Boy Scout went, all right, that's my go.
Yeah.
That is my go right there. 5:39. Okay. What's our go? Partly sunny today. And 28 for the high clouds tonight and 20 the overnight low. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Rip-roaring 35.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's better than what we have now.
Hoping for a warm-up of some type or sort. Saturday, snow. Well, scratch that.
Yeah.
And a high of 32. Chance of snow, 80%.
Oh, boy.
We've been looking forward to the snow, though.
Hey, don't lump me into that we.
Mm. I meant in my household.
Okay, so that would be you.
Yes. We in my household.
Okay.
There's some, you know, wanting to go down some hills and that kind of thing.
Right.
Is there supposed to be enough
for
that?
Do that on bikes, you know. Don't
no.
need snow. On a hill on a bike.
That's true. It's just different.
How much accumulation?
I the last I saw it wasn't supposed to be much, I thought.
No?
Good.
Yeah, we, you know, in my household, we're not looking forward to the Saturday snow because that is the day that my wife is flying to Texas to pick up our cat. Not even joking.
Texas.
Yeah. Cat's coming from Texas.
You know, we got a lot of cats around here.
Yeah. No, I know. This is, it's a special cat. doesn't shed.
Damn well better be a special cat if you're flying to Texas to pick up a, like a $12 cat.
Yeah, no, she's going to Texas.
Wow.
Yeah, well, they could have flown the cat here. We thought, like, maybe better safe than sorry. You know, just go yourself. Anyway, the point is, if it snows and ruins
I don't care
the
about
cat
the snow
situation,
part. No, I'm a little thrown by they were flying to Texas to get a cat.
Yeah, no, well, there was one specific type of cat.
Oh, I gotcha.
And then
They have them in Texas?
No, they had them around here at a couple of different places, but the waiting lists are, like, months, years, that kind of stuff.
So if I was in the market for a hairless cat
now. No, it has hair, just not thick hair.
It just doesn't shed.
Yeah. If I was in the market for a balding cat now.
Plenty of those.
I'd have to go to Texas.
Because I think we got the one in Texas. So you'd have to find somewhere else.
There's one.
Yeah.
In Texas.
Well, that I know of.
Is this cat gold-plated?
Yes. Gold-plated cat.
I love that it doesn't shed. That's very unique.
That's the key.
I don't care about any of that. He's going to Texas to get a cat.
Yeah, hopefully, if it doesn't snow the flights out.
Are you okay with it? You're doing a big thing with your mouth. So
I got like a canker. I got a canker sore.
Oh, that is horrible.
That's attractive.
I hate those.
Yeah. He's going to Texas to get a cat.
I know.
That doesn't seem extreme, extravagant to you.
It is. I think it is, but because I think more people just let them load the animal on the plane
and
pick it up.
That aside.
Really?
Don't you think if you're the average person, the average family under these circumstances, searching for said cat, discovers said cat is only available in Texas, and in order to get said cat, we either have to have it flown here and make arrangements, or we have to get on a plane and go get it. I'm saying it's wrong. I'm just saying the average person would go, I think I'll wait on a cat for a while.
Well, we sort of thought about that, but then it was kind of like, you don't know when they're going to be available or ready in the places around here. You're just kind of on some list, and then it's like...
You never know when a cat's going to show up.
However, through the magic of the internet, you manage to find one in Texas that you can get sooner. Might as well go.
All right, so what happens when you get down to Texas for the balding cat?
No, my wife is going, and she's meeting some guy there with a cat.
And by you, I mean just...
Yeah, generally.
Okay,
I'm just thinking you.
Yeah, gotcha.
What happens when you go to Texas to go meet... Paco and the balding cat. All right.
I believe the man's name is Jervis.
Jervis. Of course it is. Is it Jervis?
Yeah.
Even better. Even better.
Old Jervis.
All right. You go down, you meet Jervis with the balding cat.
Yep.
And he hands it over to you. And you realize, all right, the cat's just a regular cat. What if he pulls that routine on you? Or what if it looks like a muskrat or something? You're thinking, this isn't what I saw on the internet.
I don't know what happens then. I don't know if we have a plan for that. He sent pictures, and it's not a muskrat.
Oh, well, it's got to be real if he sent pictures.
Yeah, he sent pictures. No, I mean, I don't think we have a plan.
Is it a cash deal?
What's that?
Is it a cash deal?
I don't want to talk about that.
All right.
No, I don't know anything about that.
All right.
Yeah, but,
You're not meeting him in an alley behind a Taco Bell, are you?
You know, I don't know where exactly he lives or where. He's in Austin, Texas. That's all I know. I don't know where she's meeting.
Well, if it's Austin.
I believe they're meeting at the airport.
Sounds like a drug deal.
Hey, a little bit. Well, we'll see what we end up with.
I'm going to meet Jervis at the airport in Austin, Texas for the exchange of a balding cat.
That's correct. No, the cat is not balding for the record. The cat just has very fine hair that does not shed.
So your wife is going to walk up to him and go, out of the side of her mouth, sit down next to a guy and go, you Jervis?
Oh, my
And Jervis
gosh.
Is going to look at you and go, yeah, I'm Jervis Ritter.
She'll
be like, you got the cat?
Yeah.
I got the cat. It's in the back seat. Of the Ford Escape. Up front. Leave the cash in the garbage can over by the Delta counter. And your wife's going to drop an unmarked satchel of cash into a garbage can by the Delta counter and go rummaging through a random Ford Escape out in the parking lot.
Did they have to come in unmarked bills?
That may happen. All that stuff may be possible. Yeah. I mean, the only thing I'm worried about, there may be many Jervises at the airport in Austin, Texas.
No, there will be only one. Even in Austin, there's only one Jervis in the country.
Right?
You can go to Topeka and find him right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jervis.
Yeah, I never heard of a Jervis before.
This sounds like a foolproof plan that's been well thought out.
Well, we'll see. I will. If and when the cat makes it home, I will send you pictures.
Oh, yeah. Did you pick out a name for the cat yet?
Yeah, cat's name is Rexy because it's a Devon Rex.
Rexy.
Yeah, Rexy.
I feel like you should name the cat Jervis.
Rexy the cat. Maybe Jervis will be the middle name. Maybe I'll just call it Jervis for my own amusement.
I like Jervis. Jervis the cat.
Yeah. Actually, wouldn't be bad.
Should name him after you. Whippers.
Whippers. Come here, Whippers. I'd feel
That's
a little
cute.
Odd about that.
That's weird. Hey, I was wondering, this morning comes to us from Christina, and it has to do with one of Whip's favorite topics, and it's not hairless cats from a guy named Jervis in Texas. If you're just tuning in and go, what the hell is that? Yeah, I'll stick around.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Weird stuff's going on. Christina says, hey, Eric, I saw this at work yesterday and immediately thought of Melissa. Could you please ask her in Melissa's math corner to solve this problem?
Oh no.
Good.
Add or subtract, even multiply. She'll give us an answer in the blink of an eye.
That's right.
Math operations in the proper order. A fraction of fun in Melissa's Math Corner.
Melissa's Math Corner. Everybody knows how much Melissa enjoys math and excels at it.
Yeah, that's me.
And it has to do with Whip's favorite topic, pizza. And what Christina is talking about, I actually saw yesterday. Could you ask Melissa, which has more pizza? One 18-inch pizza or two 12-inch pizzas? Thanks, just wondering, Christina.
Oh, wow.
All right, so you're ordering pizza.
Yeah.
You're calling our good friends at all our different pizza locations. I'm not going to say just one because then the other six will get mad at us.
There's so many.
Right. We have so many good pizza friends. Mm-hmm.
We do.
Are you going to get more pizza for you and Porter if you order one 18-incher or two 12-inchers? See, there's some geometry going on here. You need, like, a middle school math teacher to help you with this.
Yeah, this is not easy.
I did see this yesterday, though. This was the story yesterday. Did you see it yesterday?
I saw it also, so I know the answer, but I don't know.
Well, I'm starting to think, like, yeah, because now you've got extra crust. I'm just going to say...
Don't think extra crust.
I think the crust counts as part of the pizza.
Yeah, it is the pizza. Think geometrically.
I just think
it's
two
18-inch or two 12-inches.
Two 12-inchers.
Two 12-inchers. I'm sorry, that's incorrect. That's what everybody seems to think. You get more pizza, actually, from one 18-incher than two 12-inchers. Geometrically, the area in them. You know, I could go through the big math geometry equation, but...
That's really interesting because, I mean, you get 24 inches with the two. I don't get it.
Do you? You have to factor in circumference... Area. There's an area that has to go into it. For example, the area of two 12-inch pizzas, Melissa, is 226 inches of pizza. Okay. The area of one 18-inch pizza is 254 inches.
Case closed right there.
More pizza.
You're blowing my mind.
I thought I might. More pizza with the 18-incher. See?
What? Wow.
This has been a very mind-blowing half-hour start to the show.
Unreal.
Pizza size, hairless cats. What could possibly be coming next? I don't know. I'm going to lay my head down for a minute. Trevor Lawrence, quarterback Clemson. He's 18. He says, you know, I keep this hair looking as good. Pantene, that's how. Top three man beauty secrets. 312-591-6800. Bill, what keeps you looking so good? Hi, Bill.
Head and shoulders.
Head and shoulders.
Oh.
Yeah. Motor oil scented.
Yeah. A little dandruff. Hey. It'll take care of that.
Yeah, you don't want any of that stuff.
That stuff works, by the way. Just want you guys to know.
Thanks, Whip.
Yeah. Head and shoulders. Very effective.
Thanks. Alec, your man beauty secret.
That Dial 3-in-1 body wash, shampoo, and conditioner.
That's the beauty of it. One jar, you just cover your whole body. Hair.
Oh, man.
Other parts, backside, whatever.
You guys are so lucky.
Just lather it all up. You're going to be totally fine. At number three, what keeps him looking so good, Suzanne?
Perk 2-in-1 with Boogie's Hair Gel from the Dollar Shave Club.
There you go. Oh. Some Perk. And Boogie's Hair Gel.
I've never heard of Boogie's.
I haven't either. I'll have to try that. That sounds good. At number two, Kevin, what keeps you looking so good?
Axe.
Of course.
Do the women flock to you like in the commercials? Everywhere you go, to get knocked over by supermodels?
It's hard. It's hard to walk in public.
I know. A good-looking guy like you.
Mm-hmm.
What are the ladies to do? And finally, in at number one, he keeps it simple. Zach, your man beauty secret is what?
I just don't give a crap.
There we go.
I want some of that.
Yeah, does that come in a bottle or a tube?
it's a very large bottle.
There you go. Zach with a big bottle of I don't give a crap. January. Man, cold weather like this, you might want to go for it.
Yeah.
Just let it all grow out, ladies. It's a new thing. January is the new movement empowering women to grow out their body hair. Melissa did it for 2 months and...
It wasn't good.
Right. Felt like a guy named Mike.
It was bad.
Yeah. Anybody top that? What was that like? 312-591-6800. Okay, let's start with you, Nicole. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. You let it go how long?
Typically, when I was in college, it was like 4 or 5 months at a time.
Uh-huh. Was this in winter?
Yeah, it was from usually October till the end of February.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, and did you enjoy the experience?
It was for swimming. I was a college swimmer, so it was something that was, like, normal. It was actually kind of like some of us would do a competition to see whose hair got the longest.
Oh, wow.
Because as swimmers, you go hairless.
Yeah.
So, like, off-season, you would go full-on hair is what you're saying.
Well, we would go, like, without shaving from October to February, and then we would shave down for, like, our last big swim meet of the year.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Weird.
Build up extra strength with all that hair.
Oh, look at this one. Sarah.
Hello.
January, you went how long?
It was so long, like year and a half. It was a very long time.
And what was the inspiration for that?
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, again, college years like the girl before, but however mine was, I was a big, like, fish head, Grateful Dead person, and just, yeah.
Full-on hippie.
Yeah, that's par for the course then, right?
Yeah. A little hippie. A little grateful, a little John Mayer-y.
Yeah. It shows you're authentic when you do that.
I was interesting. What did the guys say about that? Did you ever have any comments from them?
You know what? I was hanging around with, like, that group, and so it didn't...
They were too stoned, is what you're saying.
They didn't really care.
They didn't care, okay.
They're just happy to be there.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for that. Sometimes you do it, I guess, to teach a lesson, Mary.
Yeah, when my daughter was 10... Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Your show.
Oh, thanks.
My daughter was 10, and she wanted to shave, and I just wanted to show her how ugly it would look when she missed shaving or wanted to grow it out, and it was awful.
Uh-huh. So you let it go for how long, you said?
About a year.
A year just to teach your daughter a lesson.
Just to show her how awful it would look. My husband didn't notice, but all my girlfriends did.
Wait a minute. Your husband didn't notice?
No.
That's unbelievable. Well...
We're not that observant.
Right. I guess you're not. You're busy doing other things.
Gotta go through life.
I love kissing you with a mustache, honey. That's great. And then finally, you let it go because it's an American thing to do. Or at least it kind of was. Sarah?
Hi. I just don't really care. I haven't shaved my legs since the 4th of July. I just haven't had any special events or anything.
Nothing since the 4th of July has really inspired you to go smooth.
Yeah. Otherwise, like, you know, you just sandbag it. You look really bad.
Right.
And then, you know, you pull it together for a special event, and everybody's like, whoa.
Whoa. No special events. Thanksgiving.
You might as well
Christmas.
Just let it go.
New Year's. Bye. God bless America.
Yeah, and do what you want.
It's a 4th of July thing. I love that. Thank you for the calls. Anybody listening who had the best breakup ever? There was no pain.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was smooth.
It was a thing of beauty.
Right.
Best breakup ever, Jay?
Yeah, actually, mine was a divorce.
Uh-huh.
I was married for 14 years, high school sweetheart. We had 3 kids together, and... we just kind of decided in the end we weren't right for each other. And it wasn't painful or anything the day that our divorce finalized. We gave each other a hug and said good luck.
I wished the good luck.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been 3 years now. We're still good friends. We work together parenting, and we talk to each other about, like, our casual dating fails. And
oh, look at that.
Memory.
Yeah. From husband, wife, to best friends in the best breakup ever.
Huh.
You know what's a sign of the best breakup ever?
What?
Cash exchange.
What?
Hey, John.
Yes.
Best breakup ever?
Yeah, so it actually happened kind of recently, like about 2 weeks ago. Me and my girlfriend, we lived in South Carolina. We moved out here, and she thought that, you know, it wasn't really working out here, so we both agreed that it was just to part ways. Uh-huh. Well, I knew she didn't have any gas money or anything to get down there, so I gave her $200, and I said, all right, well, here you go.
All right.
You know, get down there safe.
Right. Oh,
good luck to
wow.
you. Right. $200 in gas should get you there. Everything's yep. great.
Oh. You should have a good life.
Yeah.
Have a good life. That was really nice of you.
Send her away with $200 and have a good life.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. And how did she respond to that?
She was like, well, thank you, I guess. And she was very confused about the whole situation. I think she thought I was going to be more upset about it.
Right. Not you.
Right.
$200. That's a cheap way to get out of it.
No kidding.
Best breakup ever.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning podcast with Melissa and Whip, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago.
Chips, dip at a Mexico trip.
Donde están mis pantalones?
Who will be your unconventional travel partner you would bring with? Best one is going to join us and win that Apple vacation 4 nights. 2 days of live broadcast as we head to Mexico. All right. We're going to meet each of these people.
Okay.
Find out who their unconventional travel partner would be. Listen carefully. And then we're putting it up to a vote. Okay?
Sure. Sounds good.
Top vote or one. Mm-hmm. We have a bunch of contestants. So we're just going to rip through these. You ready?
I'm yes. ready.
Lisa, contestant number one, your unconventional travel partner would be?
My ex-fiance's ex-wife.
Your ex-fiance's ex-wife.
Whoa.
Correct.
You have a special close relationship together.
We've become really good friends right. since everybody broke up.
Right. You both shared the same thing, so to speak.
That's a bond.
Yeah.
Hey, hold
is.
On. Hmm. My ex-fiance's ex-wife. Contestant number two, Brenna, your unconventional travel partner would be?
So I walk dogs, and I'm going to bring with me my favorite dog's owner.
You're a dog walker and want to bring your favorite dog's owner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What kind of dog is it?
It is a golden doodle.
Golden doodle. Oh, what's the dog's name?
Reggie.
You want to bring Reggie's owner. Okay, good.
All right. Yeah.
Reggie the dog's owner. All
that's
right.
That's definitely unconventional.
Not bad. All right, hold on. Your unconventional travel partner would be Stephanie.
Hi there. It would be my ex-brother-in-law's wife.
Your ex-brother-in-law's wife.
But it's a good story.
But it would be, so that would be your ex-sister-in-law.
Yes, and let me tell you, so my sister was married to her husband for 15 years and then came out. And then ended up marrying his brother's wife. And then the one that she married ended up, her ex-husband ended up getting remarried. And now we're all like one dysfunctional, happy family.
I love that.
I'm so confused.
I'm not 100% certain what happened there, but I can tell there's a lot of weaving around on that tree.
And it ends up with a lot of happy people.
All right, hold on. Your unconventional travel partner, Jackie.
Hi, I would bring my esthetician who does my bikini waxing.
My bikini waxing esthetician. Okay. Do you two have a nice relationship? God, I hope so.
We do.
do you see each other socially or not?
We do.
Uh-huh.
All right. That's very unusual.
That kind of fits with wearing my pants.
Mm-hmm. It does, because you don't have pants.
Good call. All right. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi, your unconventional travel partner.
All right, I would bring my H&R Block tax preparer with me.
your HR Block tax repairer. Okay, why?
He's always done really well for me every year.
He's a sweet, sweet guy.
Okay, that's all really right, sweet. Well,
very timely. Very. Going on. All right, hold on, Katie.
Hey, we can all talk to him.
Sandy.
Hi, I would bring somebody from the Mount Prospect Neighborhood Facebook group.
Somebody from the Mount Prospect Neighborhood Facebook group?
Is that random?
Yeah, I put a post out there, and I'd see who could come with me, because my husband can't get off of work, so I'd see who could come with me, who I'd get along with, and then whoever gets the most votes, I'd bring with me.
Okay.
So some random, neighbor.
The Mount Prospect Neighborhood Facebook group might be a part of things.
Okay.
Right, hold on. And finally, Annalise.
Hello.
Your unconventional travel partner.
Probably my school principal.
Your school principal? Are you in school?
I'm a teacher, actually.
What do you teach?
I teach fifth grade, social studies and science.
Aha. Uh-huh. And do you and your principal have any type of social relationship?
We hang out on occasion here and there, but she knows how to get rowdy, so I know she'd be a great travel partner.
Nothing better than a rowdy principal. When you're on a first-name basis with your principal, things are good.
True.
All right, those are our contestants for your unconventional travel partner. All of you, hang on. Let's take 10 votes. We are about to declare a winner from your 10 votes at 312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. 10 votes for the most unconventional travel partner. Who would it be? It's close.
They were good. I mean, that was hard to choose.
It was close. In third place, Annalise and my principal.
Okay.
In second place, Katie and the H&R Block tax lady. So, Katie, all beauty contests, in the event that our champion can't fulfill their obligations, the runner-up gets the trip.
Yeah, perfect. Don't book any other trips that weekend, just in case.
And finally, in first place, with 6 of the votes, congratulations to... I gotta find her line here. Jackie!
Yeah.
And my esthetician!
Chips, dip at a Mexico trip.
¿Dónde están mis pantalones?
Who awkwardly does my bikini waxing?
Aggie.
Excuse me?
Who does it?
She's answering the question. She's taking her very literally. Right. She's answering the question.
Her name is Aggie.
Aggie.
Aggie and Jackie.
Wow.
The unstoppable esthetician bikini waxing duo.
That is quite a duo name right there.
How surprised is Aggie going to be when you call her and say, listen, I don't need to book an appointment, but you need to book a trip?
Well, I will need an appointment first.
That's your business, not mine.
I'm very excited.
It's Morning Mindbender. How are we going to do with this one? Scientifically backed factors that will predict a bad marriage in advance. So you go through this checklist and you go, we have looming trouble. 312-591-6800. The bride has serious, what, April?
Is it mood swings?
Mood swings. Good one. Not the one, but a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
The bride has serious what, Rosa?
Jealousy issue.
Oh, man, another good one.
Wow.
Although I'm thinking both of those probably would fit into the category to be concerned about, right?
Yeah, sure.
That's not it, though. No, science says if the bride has serious what, Wendy?
Pre-wedding jitters.
That's exactly right. Then you've got trouble. If the bride, specifically the bride more than the groom, has pre-wedding jitters, science says get ready. Could be on the doorstep of a bad marriage.
Wow.
You know, a woman and her instincts and her intuition and all that kind of stuff, it's telling you something.
Beyond the normal nerves that everybody has. Yeah. But this is more like a jitter, like, I don't know if this is really the right thing or not.
You married, Wendy?
I am married.
Any pre-wedding jitters to share with us?
No, I was good to go.
Well, then everything should be just fine.
Nice.
What do we have for Wendy?
Good. All right, Wendy, you've won a $100 gift certificate to Food Life, a Let Us Entertain You restaurant. Food Life is an urban dining venue with 14 distinctive kitchens. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You'll find fresh, fast choices in one convenient place.
I think you might find these interesting. Ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Scientifically backed factors that can predict a bad marriage. The bride has serious pre-wedding jitters at number one. Number two, one or both parties make a living as a model, personal trainer, or dancer. And if you're all three, forget it.
Yeah.
You don't want to throw actor in there?
No, it doesn't. That science doesn't say that. Just says model, personal trainer, dancer.
Okay. So a lot of very fit people who come into contact with other very fit people.
That's why nobody on Dancing with the Stars could ever be married.
Right.
Number three, there's seriously contempt-filled behavior happening before the marriage. That goes without saying.
Oh, sure.
Number four, you got married as a teenager or you got married after the age of 32. Science says it gets tougher then. Predicts a bad marriage.
Huh.
How old were you guys when you got married?
30.
Your second time.
33? I don't know. I can't really remember.
Okay.
How about you, Whip?
Oh, man. I was, I think I was 29.
There you go. Fine. Okay. The groom doesn't work full time or is a stay-at-home dad. Another scientifically backed factor that can predict a bad marriage in advance.
Okay.
Number six. Actually, if the wife out-earns her spouse, divorce risk more than doubles, according to science.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Number seven, you or your partner didn't graduate high school.
Oh.
Scientifically backed factors that can predict a bad marriage. Number eight, wedding planning was a disaster.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's really interesting.
Number nine, one or both of... What do you mean, how?
I just said, wow.
Oh, wow. Number nine. One or both of the partners are deeply pessimistic.
Yeah.
This is never going to work. You're right. This is never going to work. Do I need science for that?
Oh, my gosh.
Number 10, one that Melissa will really enjoy. Only one of you smokes.
Oh, no.
Both of you smoke. You're great. That smokes together stays together, Melissa.
Yeah, I'm sure we've all seen that. That would be impossible, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well,
one smoker and the other
one.
People
do it, though. I've seen it.
Wow. Also, making the list, debt is a major issue for you or your partner. Your man has a high level of testosterone.
How do you know that?
Yeah, you can tell one. You know a guy who has a high level of testosterone. You can tell.
Walks around grunting and flexing a lot.
You know those guys.
Oh, that kind
of
guy?
Yeah, big high level of testosterone guys.
All right.
And finally, let's see if you can get this correct. Try to guess this. They scientifically predict a bad marriage if what percentage of your wedding guests refuse to attend?
Oh, my gosh.
What do you think is the threshold? We're going to send out your wedding invitations. What percentage say, not going to that? What's the percentage threshold where if your guests refuse to attend, things don't bode well for you?
30%?
30?
I was going to go with 25.
20!
Oh!
20% of your guests say, we're not coming. You might have some trouble.
Yeah.
When parenting goes too far. Signs that you might be over-parenting, as opposed to bad play dates from yesterday.
Yeah.
These are good examples. 312-591-6800. Hey, Rich.
Hey, how you doing?
Admittedly, you perhaps might have overparented.
Yeah, it's got to be at least 20 years. My family all gets together for Thanksgiving in Pennsylvania, and I have hockey tournaments here. I'm a coach. My kids play, and have not been to one.
Have not been to one because Thanksgiving hockey takes precedence.
Yes, it does.
Okay. I feel about that, saying that out loud.
It's okay. I've been coaching 30 years. It's something I love, and my boys love it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. You're bonding with them anyway.
Turkey, who needs it?
Yeah. Who does the scheduling for that stuff, and then they schedule it on holidays?
The tournament directors and everything, they do all holidays. You got Christmas, you got the high school.
That's when kids are in school.
Bentonville.
They're available. They're available at the holidays, Melissa, because they're not in school. You can cancel the holidays.
Well,
no big deal.
That seems so weird to me.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
This is an example of overparenting.
When my father passed away, we scheduled his funeral around my kids' sporting events, so we wouldn't have to miss any games.
But
my dad would have wanted it that way.
Of course.
As long as
you tack that on the end, you're fine. That's what dad would have wanted. His funeral at 11:30 at night on a Thursday. That's all we had available.
Hey, Whip, go Lancers.
Lake Park High School right there.
8:57 on the mix.
This summer, the Goddard School is offering a fun-filled summer camp your child is sure to love. Visit your nearby Goddard School today to take
a paycheck. More details on that in the next few minutes. Up to 28 for the high. Work distractions. No longer. Now you just put big horse blinders on your head. They have actual human blinders now that will allow you in today's modern workplace to stay focused on what's in front of you and not what they're doing on the desk next to you.
It is crazy that it's come to that.
What's your big work distraction? Watch this. We might have something interesting happening. Okay. Hey, Francesca.
Yeah?
Hold on just a second, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Jordan.
Yeah, hi, hello.
Hi, Jordan, say hi to Francesca. Francesca, say hi to Jordan.
Hi.
Do you guys work together because you have the same distraction? Let's start with you, Francesca. What's yours?
I work in an open office. There's four of us that sit in our quad, and one of our coworkers belches all damn day.
Burping coworker all damn day. Jordan, do you have the same story?
Well, he's thankfully not there anymore, but he was an outside contractor, and we shared a cubicle wall at UCHD, and he would just burp and blow it in my direction.
Oh my God, that's like malicious, the blowing it in your direction part.
Rude,
how
right?
disruptive that is. A couple of burping coworkers distracting him.
Oh, my.
How about you, Emily? Your distraction is what?
Kittens.
You have kittens.
Yes. Do you remember I called you guys a while back about the guys taking a picture of the cat butthole on my phone?
Yes! Oh, your cat butthole lady.
God, that was a great story.
Yeah, we had kittens.
Oh, kittens now. Wow.
Yep.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a delivery driver, but they're all back at the plant. So when I get back, I get to play with them.
You got kittens.
Like mascots.
Makes it hard to stay focused, right? Hey, do you have an extra one? Because Whip's flying to Texas to get a cat. See, we can get one right here, Whip.
That's
they're
true.
All spoken for. Sorry.
See, everybody, all the cats are taken.
I'm sorry. Your big work distraction is what, Jennifer?
You guys, actually. I am a retail manager, and I try to count my registers every morning, and I'm counting pennies over and over again because I'm listening to you.
Uh-huh.
So, no blame, but I'm just blaming.
No blame, but you're blaming.
Yeah. But I will blame. Sorry to do that. Not sorry. And finally, your work distraction. You can hardly stay focused. Michael.
Yeah, our IT guy looks a lot like Robbie Gould.
Really?
You just can't stop staring at him?
You're like, Jesus. Robbie Gould's quit kicking and now he's working IT. Yeah.
Well, and I think other people know it too, because whenever there's a bad game, it seems like someone always calls him in to do extra work.
Uh-huh.
Just missing the guy.
Yeah. Yeah. When someone looks like someone, you just can't stop checking it out. Yeah.
It's his doppelganger.
Mel D's favorite, Marshmallow, Whip's favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Makes both of them happy.
It does.
Or happier.
Yeah.
Which is actually a rarity in music today. New study says music lyrics are getting angrier and sadder over time.
Okay, makes sense.
That song you just heard is the only happy song out. That's it. Everything else is sad and miserable. You know, a sign of the times, reflecting the current general state of mind that we all seem to have. Right?
Maybe that's why people love that song. It's different.
Music lyrics are more angsty and twisted today than they've been in the last 60 years, according to a new study by Michigan researchers.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
They found that song lyrics expressing disgust and fear also increased over the same time frame, while the expression of joy has declined.
Yeah, when's the last time we've heard a happy song? Like Pharrell or something?
90 seconds ago.
No, other than that. Like, right before, you know.
Just like right before we had this conversation. Hey! 1, 2, 3, it's okay. I was happy then.
hip, 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 hooray. Stop the fun, there's no delay. Hey, hey.
What is today?
3-Story Thursday.
I love 3-Story Thursday. 3 stories and 3 stories only. 3 headlines and 3 headlines only. We rank them in order. We share them with you. Hopefully change your life.
Wow.
No. Okay. We don't even come close to doing that.
Nope.
But let's see what happens. All right, here are your 3 headlines. You ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I alluded to this one earlier. Bride accused of shaming guests by making them take math tests during dinner.
Yeah, what is that?
Number 2. Bumblebees have officially been listed as endangered. Mm. Bumblebees.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And number 3. Woman who volunteered to have her body frozen and milled into 27,000 hair-thin slices to become a digital cadaver for science, and even asked to see the saw that it would take 60 days to cut her.
Wow.
Okay, well, I think we have to end on the bumblebees.
Yeah, you gotta end light.
Right?
You gotta end with the bees. Right. Saw that coming, didn't you?
Maybe.
All right. What would you like to start with, Melissa?
Okay, well, then let's get that cut-up woman out of the way.
All right. Mother of two, Sue Potter, who emigrated to the U.S. from Germany, died at 87 in Denver in 2015. In 2000, she thought she had a year to live, so she pledged her body to the University of Colorado. She wanted to be embalmed, sliced up, and digitized for purposes of teaching. But she ended up living 15 years and in that time recorded herself so students understand the woman behind the medical records. Wow. She regularly visited the lab to see how her body would be sawed up and photographed, also witnessed the fridge where she'd be kept, and met the students who would eventually chop her into pieces.
Oh, that is so weird.
Very weird. National Geographic published an inside look at her 15-year journey in the January 2019 issue.
Oh,
you can see that
gosh.
On newsstands now.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine being the student who knows her and then studies her?
Right. Little tiny pieces of her.
Yeah, that would make it different.
Bride accused of shaming guests by making them take math tests during dinner. You would not go to this wedding.
No, I wouldn't, for sure.
A mathematician bride-to-be has been mocked online for revealing her upcoming wedding plans, which involve plenty of math problems. A screenshot of the bride's Facebook status was uploaded. It says, since both me and the partner's name are mathematicians, our wedding, which is coming up soon, will be perfused with mathematical tidbits. For example, at the dinner, guests will be required to answer a mathematical question in order to find out where they sit. I'm out.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. You
That's
know, people are just
gone.
Like, can we just do the chicken dance, please?
Yeah. Right.
You better
eat.
Have
right.
open bar here.
Right.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Right.
Every guest couple will be presented with a unique question. It's difficulty in subject matter drawn directly from what we know their mathematical background to be. So yours, Melissa, you would just pick up the card and it would say, just go to table 5.
Yeah, you got that right.
She went on to explain that many of the guests there on the day would have research-level mathematical backgrounds, and some of the questions had been taken directly from their research papers.
Okay, well, they better. Maybe they would appreciate that. I still don't think, like, your grandpa and your aunt and uncle are going to play that.
Just tell them, table 7. You're good to go. And finally, on Three Story Thursday, bumblebees have officially been listed as endangered. You know that?
Not surprised.
Despite multiple attempts to alert the public of possible endangerment of bumblebees, it has been officially confirmed they've been added to the list of endangered species. The bumblebee joins over 700 other animal species, including the grizzly bear, the northern spotted owl, and the gray wolf. And if you listen to yesterday's show.
Wow, two gray wolf mentions in 2 days?
You can get it on the Eric in the Morning podcast. It was gray wolf talk as a throwaway conversation. And Melissa wanted to break it down into every species, genus, categories, et cetera, et cetera.
I'll tell you. And then, what are the odds?
We're going to single-handedly save this gray wolf if it kills us.
I guess so. Bumblebees are endangered. Not here, they're not.
Good. They're huge and they sting crazy.
Uh-huh.
Your firearms are useless against them.
There you go.
1, 2, 3, it's okay.
Three stories.
Hip, 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 hooray.
Successfully done.
Stop the fun, there's no delay. Hey,
semi-successfully done.
Three story Thursday.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.